For parents who work, childcare is a big investment. For one infant, the average cost is more than 12% of a married couple's income. In New Hampshire, the number of people working odd hours in the leisure and hospitality industry is on the rise, and the increasing demands on workers' time has been well documented across the country. So when folks like Troy Smith, who brings his three children to the Seedlings Early Learning Center in Epping, pay out for childcare, how important are the flexible hours from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Vital to find some place that was open as early as they're open and stay open as long as we need them to accommodate our schedule.
Working parents are busy people.
Kristen Smith is a family demographer at UNH's Carsey Institute.
So, you know, we're living in a 24/7 economy, and parents are weighing the cost, the accessibility and quality of childcare arrangements in their area when they're making their childcare decisions.
But the economy is just one factor putting the squeeze on traditional home-based outfits.
We teach 3/4 and 5s in here. We keep about 8 in here at a time. But
it's easy to drive right past Little Vision's childcare without realizing. That's because it's in Shelby Ladani's home, a nondescript ranch in Pembroke. A homemade fabric sign is the only clue that she and one or two other employees care for up to 17 children inside.
In this setting, as opposed to a large setting, we don't have to separate them by age. You know, they all have lunch together, family-style dining. They do the dishes, you know, in the bucket. They don't clean the tables. Of course, we clean them later.
Little Visions is a family group home, one step up from the most basic child care license. She says she's full up and has parents of newborns clamoring for spots.
I know oftentimes before the families know, I have ones contemplating pregnancy and already paying for a spot for a year from January.
But she's not interested in opening a center. She's gamed out the numbers for what would happen if she scaled up, and she thinks she gets a better deal working from home. Loans for a facility, stricter insurance requirements, and the quirks of rules for how many caregivers to infants make finances for centers very tight. But despite those challenges, child care centers are on the rise. In the year 2000, nearly 40% of child care was happening in private, but licensed homes. Today, that number is down to 23%. UNH demographer Kristen Smith says flexible hours are only part of the story. Others include a perception that centers better prepare kids for school and provide a higher quality experience. Patty Subirani, the owner of Seedlings, the center in Epping that cares for over 100 kids, says that sensitivity, fair or not, is real.
And the news doesn't help sometimes. You know, you hear these horrible stories about an in-home daycare, and I think it scares a lot of parents.
Not that there aren't plenty of good home-based daycares. For instance, Shelby Ladani got a commendation from Early Learning New Hampshire in 2010, presented by the governor.
I usually try to stay under the radar, but I do believe we are providing that level of quality service.
But parents' perception still matters. And as more and more research piles up about the importance of the early years in a child's performance in school and beyond, parents are voting with their feet, which Smith says might not be a bad thing.
Well, research shows a positive connection between organized childcare, such as daycare, and school readiness at kindergarten enrollment. So in that sense, these changes could be viewed as positive.
But most parents are likely deciding on the whole package a daycare offers. The Seedlings Center offers breakfast, lunch, snacks, free diapers, and extended hours, as well as a qualified staff and a school-like setting. Sonia Landry, the program director at Seedlings, sums it up like this.
I think the easier you make it on the parents, you know, the more appealing it is for them to pick a center.
Which may mean the shift out of homes and into centers isn't about to stop. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.